Hey, P1s, introducing Live Your Free from TXU Energy, the first and only energy plan of its kind that automatically adapts each month to give you free energy when you use it the most. It's 100% personalized to you, so you're always getting your biggest savings. Learn more at TXU.com.
Once again, the Hang Zone presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Oh, God.
Birthday, birthday, birthday. It's your birthday. It's your birthday, and I know when it is.
And now, here are your hosts, Jake Kemp and Dan McDowell.
To Ticket for Rap.
Jimmy, how many national championships do you have, Dan?
The same amount, right?
That's right.
There's Lincoln.
Damn all right, right. 259. Here's
Let's keep DM. This going.
Thank you, Jake. Eatsy's Market and Bakery brings you Dan's Funeral.
Here's the hard line in studio. Ready to roll. Eating. Not cheating.
Not cheating. Uncheating.
What do we go with? Tortilla soup?
Bob's got a bowl there.
No, we went Pangoa Bowl or whatever it is, you know?
We got Bob, Corby, Danny.
Bobby!
Corby Davidson and Danny Bayless.
So you bet against Saban. Why do we bet against Saban, Corby?
Danny looks like a history professor at El Centro today.
He looks nice.
What is that called? That sort of jacket.
It's a shawl collar cardigan.
Okay. He knew.
Stand up.
Don't take my picture for the internet, you dildo.
It's not for the internet. It's for me.
You heard me.
What did he say?
No, he's going to put it on Twitter. Go, come on, dildo.
Hey, dill.
That is what he does on Twitter.
And he flipped you the bird.
I did.
He's going to be the bird in a minute.
He's going to be the Swedish chef.
It's 52 degrees outside, and I like to be warm when I'm hitting on co-eds.
You know, the War of 1812 really wasn't a war,
That's
kids.
Right. Let me stroke my goatee as I pass you in this class.
I could see Danny being a Shacket guy. Are you guys aware of the Shacket?
Yeah.
It's a big player in my house.
What's a Shacket?
It's a shirt that's a jacket. I don't know. Wife wears them.
But yeah.
Bring me one.
I'm with you. Why do you bet against Saban? You know why you bet against him? Because he hadn't covered in like a month. That's why.
Those games weren't big enough.
I guess not.
They weren't playing a guy named Stetson.
Stetson.
That's why you don't bet against a guy who knows a Monday night game is a big game tonight.
Let me tell you something. Michigan by 50 over Georgia.
You need to stop.
Book it.
What's the line?
That's my triple play.
Georgia's
you know
favorite? Georgia's favorite.
Georgia's got to be up a touchdown, right?
I would say Georgia by 5.5.
The other one's 14.
So less than bad.
I like what Bob's saying. Give me 8.
That's what I'm saying. Let's guess both of those.
Well, they kind of got showed to be the clown this weekend, so the line is not going to be the same as it would have been.
Michigan's not Alabama.
Are they?
You guys don't fight.
Fair.
That's how the last breakup started.
That's right.
Let's think Alabama-Cincinnati, too.
That one I've already seen.
What's that, 12, 13?
13.5.
That wasn't a very fun guessing game.
Sorry. You can do the other one.
You 5.5.
8.
7.5, yeah.
7. Damn. I think it's a thank you for Bob.
Bob's a badass.
Today is Monday, December 6th, 340th day of the year. 25 days remain in 2021.
We faded him against an assistant.
Right, where he's 1-25.
Who got the one?
Jimbo did. Huh. Yeah. Hey,
he knew that.
Great year.
He knew when he asked.
Great year, Jimbo.
Incredible. Transformation. I love it.
On this day in 1969, a free concert by the Rolling Stones. That seems cool,
no.
right?
Oh.
Yeah, we should head down there.
Yeah, let's just cruise down there.
Was marred by the deaths of 4 people. It was marred, says
That's a
here.
Little more than marred.
Including one who was stabbed by a Hell's Angel.
Why are we fighting?
Meredith.
Who dead?
But they were only security. Rolling Stones fans, it says here.
It
so
is.
It wasn't as bad as if it was Beatles fans.
8 minutes of the creepiest video you will ever see. When you watch that on YouTube.
It's
like, it is scary as hell what is going on that stage. I'm not even talking about the murder itself. That's the least of the scary parts. There is so much drug activity on that stage from the Hell's Angels staring at the band like, I'm going to kill you. Like, it's freaky.
He's right. It's freaky.
But you know what? They'll probably never play a show after that.
Well,
hi, Dan. This is Katie. I want to wish my husband Cameron happy 40th. You may remember him when the Hardline played an audio clip of him doing the anus prank on me with Adele playing in the background.
Ah, the old anus prank.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. How many of us have pulled that one? Right.
His leaders are Aggie Homer Surprise. Bob and Lincoln Riley-less Corby. From Perspective V1, Katie Sloan. Dan, I forgot to send my girlfriend Plashley's birthday email. It's her 45th birthday for two Plashley. Years in a row. Her leaders are Basil, Simon, Kip, and Bodie. She'd like to hear Julie laugh from Stephen Kurzina.
Oh, I thought of you yesterday, Dan. I can't remember which game I was watching, but someone was a Regina alum.
I saw that too.
I know you're always from very Canada. Excited about
Slave of Wizard.
Canada.
Yeah, Canadian University of Regina.
That was very exciting.
Dirty P1 Travis Atanasio. Leaders are Bob's Sportsgasm and Corby's Weird Arm. He wants to know what's in Norm's underwear from V1 P1 Jilly.
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
Guess what I have in my underwear?
I don't know.
The Nard.
Happy 26th to my husband, Travis Rollins. He would like to hear Danny finding Richardson while looking at a map from Caitlin. Do you think girls named Caitlin are upset about the whole Bruce Jenner thing?
Yes. Probably, yeah.
Richardson?
Now I'm just back to laughing, thinking about the harassment training.
Dan, today is my brother Mark's birthday. His leaders are Ron Kazoo and Danny's near home run sportsgasm. I'd like to hear Mike mispronounce Corby's name from Alan Lara.
Lara.
We have the 26th birthday of good P1 Brian Waters.
Hey, Ron.
Leaders are Saroy Gordo and the Skinlonen brothers. He'd like to hear Corby. What was that, Mike?
Corbly.
You know, George Corbly. Did that. There you go.
This guy, Brian Waters, would like to hear Corby speaking Chinese.
Dude.
What does that mean? You speak Chinese?
No, I don't. I was imitating a toy that my kid got.
This morning I got a phone call from Tarrant County something, health department.
Yeah.
Well, they have to say.
It says you can now get a booster. But in the beginning, before it told me I could get a booster, and what do I do to get a booster? It had a,
so fast.
You know, if you speak English, just stay on the line here. Then it started saying something else, and it was clearly Spanish. It was like, para español, blah, 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 something. And then it started in a third.
Ha, chi, ka, pa, ta, wu, ta, he, na, na.
It sounded just like that?
It sounded... I thought it was some kind of an Asian
thing.
Language, but I...
Okay, so just so you know, that isn't actually an Asian thing.
Oh, really?
But I do speak Chinese.
Do you ever play jokes?
What was that?
That's backward masking of Ha Chika Pata Wu Ta Hina Na.
Do that again.
My buddy...
That's kind of badass.
No doubt.
Yes. Sam Bailey is 38. He'd like to hear Directionally Challenged Danny. That's from Chris Plonty.
It's where the Chase branch is at Pearl and Woodall, northeast corner, northwest corner. Okay. Is that right?
Cindy writes, not sure if you still do the bit where you require a picture to do a birthday shout out. So here I am with Quinn Ewers at a Southlake game this Saturday.
Hot.
Wow, we're... Must I'd like have a big thumb.
To Boy. Wish Kevin Parsley happy birthday from Cindy Medrow.
Get your guns up.
I heard he was looking for houses.
Get your guns up.
In Southlake?
In a number of places.
Mm.
Do you think that's the first time he actually has seen his old high school coach since he left him a text message that he was leaving?
There wasn't a text
seemed
message.
Like he was
there
pretty,
wasn't even that. Was
pretty
there?
Frosty.
For a found out while through the there. Media.
He did a cameo.
So he didn't speak to the team beforehand?
I don't think so.
Steven Peterson?
What's better, that or making everybody gather at 7 a.m. for you to talk for 3 minutes and leave?
Right, 7 a.m.? What are
they? I don't know.
What are they, like 90? Nobody gets up that early.
I don't
early.
Think I'm showing up for that.
What would you have received? Let's just think this out. What could you have got at Vegas, odds-wise, that South Lake's 2021 season would last longer than yours at Ohio State?
Pretty good odds.
1,000 to 1?
No, ooh, man.
No, I don't know, man.
They would. This one season would last longer than yours would at Ohio State.
There was pretty good odds that yours is going to bail.
In Las Vegas.
In 3 months?
Like that.
Yeah. If he didn't get the gig, if you had told me that
yeah,
he wasn't going to play, then absolutely. This guy's chasing that
I would have thought he money might wait until like that. January, but I guess it's because of the early signing day.
Crazy.
It's a different sport.
I'd like to wish my husband Matt Brown happy 44th birthday.
So you
he
think
started
Grambling's
my
gonna get him?
Obsession with the ticket. I did not wake him up in that special way because
that
ask a bear.
Awesome.
Oh.
What?
Jeez.
That doesn't mean she doesn't understand what that special way is.
No, no. That has nothing thinks, to do with you.
In fact, that's. Anyway, that's from Lady P1.
I didn't hear her reason. What was her reason?
And John Daigle.
The great.
It's his birthday. Leaders are retired Rhines and Line 4 guy. Would like to hear what Bob thinks about the Buccaneers.
He slept on my couch before.
In other birthdays.
I'd like to ask John what the deal is with Kyle Pitts not getting any red zone targets.
That was one of the worst Buccaneers teams.
Jeez.
Whoa.
That was one of the worst Buccaneer teams ever.
Oh, so great.
I mean, Calvin Ridley's not even playing.
In other birthday news, Johnny Manziel is 29.
Wow.
Still time for him to become a pro golfer.
Or a cowboy.
Well, you guys wanted it badly. You tried to ruin my football team.
You guys, how about Jerry Jones? He's the one.
He was one of the guys.
Former Dallas star Matt Niskanen is 35.
Wow. Nisky.
Isn't Johnny trying to play pro golf?
Yeah. So in July of this year, he said he's giving himself 12 years. So until he's 40.
He's NBA star
grind until
Giannis Antetokounmpo is 27.
Kind of past his prime.
Well, it's been a good run then.
Yeah.
One. You have a prime.
Marian,
only one.
Marion Barber Jr. is 62.
What?
MB2.
Barbaro Jr.?
What did he do?
He was a New York Jet from 1982 to 1988.
No kidding.
How am I
second
just
round
now learning
pick.
This?
I didn't know that either.
I learned that this morning when I thought, who is this? It's not MB3. It's MB2.
Was he Mark Gastineau?
I don't think he was Mark Gastineau.
What a weird question.
What about Joe Klecko?
Those guys are white, Bob.
Do you think that
that's
those
the only
guys
reason it couldn't be
ever
him.
Wore Zubaz?
Oh, my God.
Don King is 89.
What other members of the New York Sack Exchange do you know besides Klecko and Gastineau?
If you played in the tri-state area in the 80s,
if you just
want to
show
90s.
Off and go ahead, because I don't know any of the other ones.
I think Marty Lyons sounds right, though, right?
Yes, Marty Lyons.
And then was there like an Abdul Salam or something?
Steven Wright is 66. Judd Apatow is 54.
Do you think Abdul Salam is like an auto-generated defensive tackle name?
Judd yes, Apatow's
Abdul
had
Salam
quite a run.
Part of the New York
Kit Culkin is 77.
Yeah. Heck yes! Look at that.
Did you nail it?
Abdul Salam.
Thank you.
Kit Culkin, father of Macaulay and Kieran and Rory.
How about Rory? 12-year-old me pulling one out of there.
Rory.
That was about the only time 12-year-old you pulled one out of there.
So what? Paid for a house.
And Janine Turner is 59.
Touché, oh, my friend.
Who's that?
What do you mean, who's that?
She's
got a baby with Jerry Jones Jr. That's like a Kemp Spin 101.
Come on, homie.
I don't
is
know.
Is that
Is that what?
Is that widely known?
It is now.
E! News is reporting.
Am I wrong?
I don't know. Feel I like mean, that's a widely known rumor.
Oh, all right. Well, then I'll throw it out there as rumor.
Or dump it.
Wow.
Well,
looking at a Wikipedia.
You're
be like I just
are you in the back pocket?
I'm a Russian mole or something like that.
No, it's on Wikipedia, so it means
yeah.
it's
Thank
real.
You. Thank you.
How's it on there?
Juliet legally hyphenated her surname in 06 to include the name of her father, Jerry Jones Jr.
Bingo.
Son of Dallas Cowboys owner. Janine Turner also
dated. She's on the payroll.
Was also engaged to Alec Baldwin and dated Troy Aikman and Sylvester Stallone.
How about that? What are we going to lose? The Cowboy account?
Bingo. Hey, I got a birthday, Dan.
Text Troy and ask.
There's a cowboy account?
I don't know.
What's the birthday, Bob?
Ticket hero, fart in the elevator on command.
Whoa.
John Lookabaugh is having a birthday today.
Happy birthday, Johnny. We'll see you in a few weeks.
Indeed.
Does he hate Lincoln, too?
Bring a couple extra sleeves.
Oh, we'll have a lot to talk about.
Born on this day, now dead, Otto Graham and Randy Rhoads.
Whoa, Danny.
Dead. Quiet Riot Quiet later Riot. On with Ozzy Osbourne's touring band.
Dead on this day, still dead. In plane crash. 343.
There's no way.
No one knows.
St. Nicholas.
Yeah. Santa?
Yeah, the model for Santa Claus. He died.
Wow, I wonder if he'll come back with Andy Kaufman.
And JFK?
Yeah, the JFK. Abominable Snowman.
God, what St. Nicholas and JFK Jr. are at Dealey Plaza.
Would that lead... the national news.
Roy Orbison died on this day, as did Francis Bouvier.
Aunt B.
As yeah. did Jefferson Davis.
Oh, boo.
As and did Pete Rozelle.
In late breaking news,
five,
St. Nicholas,
four,
Andy Kaufman, and
three,
JFK
two,
are here for Trump.
Yeah, all appeared. In Dealey Plaza, Santa! Where St. Nick was named treasurer.
Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Jake.
Bye, Mino.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.